Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. It's Megan, your queen of automation, and I've got something that'll revolutionize your business and your life. Digital Magic CRM. Imagine having all the tools you need in one place. No more juggling multiple platforms or relying on complex or make Zapier workflows. With Digital Magic CRM, you get powerful automated workflows, seamless email marketing, website integration, and more. It's truly a business in a box that saves you time, money, and helps you build the lifestyle you love. Ready to streamline your business and live your dream? Check out Digital Magic CRM and let's make some magic happen.
Listen up, y'all. It's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'm gonna show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes. No.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Chronically Automated, the show that talks about the show that talks all about smart systems for messy realities. I'm your host, Megan Donnelly.
And I'm your co-host, Anthony Labosco. How was that, Megan?
That was amazing. See? I told you. We're so funny. This is that was the perfect ridiculous intro for what we wanted to talk about today, because what we're talking about today is parallel universes in our brain, right? Isn't that what we said? Yeah.
I love parallel universes. I love them.
So when we talk about parallel universe planning, two brains, one business, here's the issue that all of us kind of neurodiverse people deal with. There's two of us. Obviously, we can't clone. I'm not talking about multi, like personality disorder or anything like that. I mean, maybe there's people out there that are doing that too, but we're talking about dual mental realities. So we have, at least for me, and I don't know if this is the same for you, Anthony, so let's talk about it and figure it out. Because for me, and Anthony has experienced this with Megan's brain on like a daily basis, I have one logical, strategic, high-functioning, like, growth-hacking mind, you know, over here. And it's just this thing that everyone, that's the brain that everyone really wants to talk to, right? Like, because that's the brain that solves these big, complex problems and figures shit out that nobody else seems to be able to figure out. And has actually, that's the brain that's gotten me where I am today, right? And being able to talk and sit in the room with people like Anthony and Darren and Nat and like have these conversations with these big people, because that's my brain that's figuring it out. And then there's the other, then there's the impulsive, scattered, and just totally emotionally reactive side of my brain who is betraying the other side of the brain, right? So when we're planning business stuff and life stuff, I'm just going to actually, you know what? We're not even talking about business. We're just going to talk about life, all life, personal, business, all of it. When we're planning, it's a complete betrayal, because the person planning whatever we're trying to work on, or at least in my world, it's not usually the person that's executing. So, and no offense, but I don't want the emotionally impulsive, scattered nut brain planning out my business goals, because she crazy. Like, she over there and she I read somewhere that ADHD people call this the dual brain phenomenon, and I was like, phenomenon my ass, like this is not a wonderful thing in my brain. Like, I would just like to figure out how to mesh them together better. I don't know. But it also leads to the biggest, in all seriousness, right? Like, we can joke about it. I'm fine laughing about it with myself now in my 40s, right? But the real thing that happens is it leads to burnout really, really fast, right? High focus and burnout mode is a thing. I've done it to myself. I probably will always do it to myself a lot. Because when I get into this like hyper fixated mode of building automations, or, you know, if I'm hyper fixated on something, I just go full out 100%, not even 100%, 500% at that thing as fast as humanly possible. And then A week later, I'm like, I'm so tired. Like, all right, I have to stop now, right? Like, or I just crash. I get sick, I crash, I sleep for days, and, well, that's not helpful, like, at all. What do I look like?
No, you're fuzzy. Your video is.
Okay. I guess let's just keep going and see what happens. I mean, I'm on my iPhone. I look crystal clear over here, so I don't know if it's just due. And I'm on the app, so I don't know if, like, hang on, let me see if there's a way to.
And you know what? I'm gonna bet if I'm gonna put money down, you're gonna look better on the video than I will. I'm the one that's gonna be like, like.
Let's just keep going. Let's keep going and see what happens. And if we have to, we'll. I don't know. We're gonna have to get with the developers and figure it out. I might have to, maybe we need to find, Anthony, you and I both might need to find like a, maybe we both have to leave the house and like go find a different place to record this one episode every week or something. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because we're using my Riverside and my Riverside's effed up or whatever. It doesn't matter. All right. We'll figure it out. It's really bad though.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, let's keep going and then. And then we'll see what happens. No worries. You're going to have to pick up here. Okay. So mental brain fog, right? Like, or high focus burnout. The high focus burnout thing is insane. But it comes back to, it all circles back to what we always talk about, right? Like how systems and processes can help us. And for me, it's having one or two people, like a small team, and the CRM system and their automations and workflows in place, because otherwise, I mean, I'm bouncing all over the place. Squirrel brain, like, get distracted. And when I know you just kind of experienced this a few weeks ago. I don't know if you want to, I'll say it. And if you want to talk about it at a high level, you were really focused. Like you were in sales mode and you were doing your thing and then you just got really tired. And then you're like, I gotta go take a nap.
Yeah, and you know, I'm gonna talk about a couple of things, right? Because you bring up so many great points and a lot of points that, you know, I don't know that I have ADHD. I haven't been diagnosed with that, but there is a possibility that I do have some flavor of it, right? I mean, that's what multiple sclerosis does. So, you know, I know Megan and I have a lot in common in that respect. I mean, what she described is not something I go through. However, I do go through it in my flavor, right? So what Megan is talking about is, you know, for me, like before a system and before everything works, I think it's really the faith, Megan, like understanding, like I didn't know as much about DMC. Like for you, I'm like, oh my God, Megan, can we do this? Can we do that? And you're like, yeah, no problem. I'm like, but how? Can you do like, it's just amazing to me, the stuff I'm learning about automation, how things work. But again, like when there's so much at stake, and for me, you know, my new career and making sure that I am fulfilling, you know, promises, not only to clients, but to myself, my family, everything. And that just kind of, you know, gets crazy. So yeah, there are times when like if a workflow is not maybe going through correctly in my mind, I'm like, what is going on here? And then, you know, yeah, I mean, I can get manic mode. Absolutely. No doubt. And, you know, as time has gone on, in fact, yesterday and today, I'm having amazing days and amazing in the sense that, and it's the rhythm of the automation is like for me in sales is so I can't even describe when you're in that zone and you're able to do things and you can have faith in a system to execute and know that you're going to be fine. Yeah, you can accomplish a million things. I mean, I haven't been tired during the day in a while, which is great. And, you know, but yeah, I still
That's
do have
the best my- thing. That is the best thing I have heard you say ever. Okay, so I'll embarrass Anthony a little bit, which Anthony doesn't get embarrassed. Him and I are kind of like an open book. We talk about that's which is why we started this podcast, because we want to talk about all of these things that have happened to us and all of these things that happened to us. And we're still building a business. We're still building in public. We're still doing it. Right. So when I first met Anthony and we first started talking and I first had him on the podcast and he was kind of realizing how he was going to deal with MS and how he was going to deal with all of this stuff. And he was tired a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. Like it was taking naps in the day or like having to take a whole day off because he was exhausted, because being in sales, especially in tech sales and IT sales.
Well, I've never taken a full day off just for.
Okay. Just never my, taken a
full day off. I swear to God, I haven't.
Unless it's to deal with your kids. Anyway. Because, you know, we have those and they do those things. Anyway. What I mean, though, is as we've progressed through this transition into getting known to DMC and getting things where I've seen less and less of that and kind of less in, I mean, you obviously have days where you're frustrated. You know, technology is frustrating. There's nothing you're ever going to do to fix that. Some days it's just a piece of shit and it feels like everything is broken. Even if it's not broken, for whatever reason, it just feels that way. And other days, like you said, it's got that, like, I don't know if you're ever like a musician, but that metronome, totally. Like tick, tick,
that's
tick.
Exactly. Tick, it. I mean, tick, that's what tick. You're talking about, rhythm. And, yeah. You know, I think the point, at least that I'm gleaning from this and what I've gleaned from the past few days is, holy shit, this stuff really works. Not only works the way it does, but it has such a bigger impact. That's what it comes down to, right? The impact that it has on individual lives. And, you know, the fact that, holy cow, yeah, like today I was working out, like before I got on this podcast, like doing some stuff. And I'm like, man, do you know the things I've accomplished today? Only, and the reason why, this morning I woke up, I did all my demand gen. And, yes. You know, then, so, well, I did like on DMC and things like that on Sales Navigator. But then I'm like, I set up a workflow, another one last night, and then I'm doing some cold calling for one of my brands. And then I bang out like 100 other cold calls for my client. And, you know, but that's the, so when you have everything set up, ready to go, scripts. I mean, I was doing it. I did a demo today too. I had call. It was crazy. I had unbelievable energy. And the point is that when you're in that rhythm and it's going back and forth, I forget what the name of that thing is, but you know, when everything is kind of going back and forth and you're in that rhythm, and the rhythm is because of technology and you're planning. So in that way, I mean, I talk about choreography, right? I mean, that's one thing, obviously, you know a lot more than I do as a dancer, but as a ballet dancer, I'm sorry, but it's really, the choreography is amazing. And you can really, when you choreograph and that works, holy cow. I mean, it's, I don't want to cry right now, but it really is. It's emotional.
I want to jump in and cut you off before it goes and I forget it, because that's what happens. No, something you just said that I want everybody, I'm going to slow it down for a minute and I'm going to say this and then I'm going to repeat it, because I want everyone to stop and listen and actually hear me on this one. And yes, this is coming from the Queen of Automation. It is not about managing your automations and automating your life. It is about managing your energy. I'm going to say this again. We are not just trying to help you automate your entire life, automate your world, and manage your automations. We are trying to help you manage your energy. Okay. And what I mean by that is everything he just said. If you have to rewind this and listen to that, you're talking about somebody who has MS, right? Like all sorts of things go on with this. Listen to him. He's happy. He's on a dopamine high. He's loving life the last few days because he doesn't have to worry about all of the little things that would stress him out and bring his dopamine down and bring his energy levels down. If you can keep your energy levels up here, by getting rid of all the shitty little admin stuff and getting rid of all the tasks that you hate to do, like the down. If you keep dopamine levels where they need to be and you're excited about what you're doing, you're excited about your job, you're excited about what you're working on, your energy levels are high, you're going to get more done in less time and you're going to feel better about it. So not only is he getting all of his shit done, he's got time to work out and go eat lunch. Go take a walk with his wife if he wanted to, right? Like, you can do this. This is not about me building you a lifestyle or Anthony helping you build a lifestyle that you can just so go sip margaritas on the beach and all of a sudden you get like $12 million in your bank account. Okay, that doesn't happen. Passive income isn't really passive. Is it kind of passive? Sure. Can we help you get there? Sure. Can we automate 90% of your business? Sure. You still have to have the strategy and you still have to have a brain to like figure out what you want to do, figure out what you want to sell. All of that stuff, we can't, you know, we can help you with it, of course, but we can't put the work in. We can help you automate and manage your energy levels when you get to that point, when you decide what you want to do. But that's what the real deal is here. We're changing people's lives.
I think, you know, when I'm operating on all five cylinders in the sense that I am just working on things that I know are high level, not only tasks, but things to do. And then when you do it one after the other, I mean, that really gets anyone going. I mean, how do you not feel good about yourself? So then you know that, holy hell, I can go to Costco or I can do whatever it is because I've gotten these things done, which usually... Yeah. It's been crazy to actually, you know, think about doing, and you become a lot more efficient, and you know that efficiency becomes a part of your lifestyle and your brain that is you're kind of making your brain and your thought process and everything. Imposter syndrome is not there anymore.
Exactly, and this is one of the reasons why, kind of a pro tip, and I'll tell you how I've done it. This is why I always hire writers. I always have really good writers on staff because I'm actually a really damn good writer. I'm pretty decent, right? I can write some really kick-ass copy, but I don't necessarily want to do, like, that's, I don't want to do that full-time, right? Like, that's not my jam. I'm fine at editing and I work with our team and I edit stuff, but I don't necessarily want to sit down and write copy day after day after day. So... the words are always the most important part when you're trying to sell stuff, when you're trying to build a brand. All of this stems from the words, because if you don't have the right words, you're not going to talk to the right people. Whatever, we don't have to get, that's a whole nother episode. But this is why I always have at least one, if not two, damn good writers on my staff, right? Like, they're part of my team because they love what they do, their passion for words and creating content and assets. They love it so much, which means their energy levels are up here, right? And they're matching my energy levels because when I get super excited about the products and the services that we're selling, the people like Anthony that we're working with and the people we're talking to, then they get excited about writing the copy. And so then I have a team that's energy levels are here, my energy levels are here, and we are rocking and rolling and we are killing it. I can feel sometimes like if my energy drops down, my teams will kind of mirror me, but they're usually pretty good about, I try really hard to keep my, if I'm lower energy for the day or something, I try to keep it away from them. Or I will let them know right away in the morning, I'm not feeling it today. However I have to say it, like they just know that I'm having an off day and they're so awesome. They'll figure out a way to bring me back up. Quick wins, like they'll show me something really cool that just reads really well or whatever it may be, right? And then bam, there's my energy levels back up because I'm sharing in their excitement, right? So if you don't have a team, that's fine. And I feel like I hope I do that for Anthony because Anthony gets really excited when we talk about DMC stuff. And we have a community that we're both in. Find a community. Find, even if it's a small community, it doesn't have to be one of these big communities. Or just find a group of people that you can network with and talk to. And I mean, really talk to, like an inner circle where you're talking to these
micro communities.
Yes. And you can talk to these people on a regular day so that when you're feeling down or on a regular basis, you know, like every day, so that when you are feeling down, you have this group of people that can possibly, you know, bring your energy back up. I love to ask in brand build, or like if I'm feeling really down and like different, my little inner circle, like, okay, Everybody share a win with me. Like, who had a win today? Or, and it's always somebody different, and it's always somebody random, because not everybody's going to have a win every day. But just those little wins and getting the people talking about it, and then kind of, you know, kind of revisiting that win with that person and having that conversation with what they just won about. It's just, it's fun. It's really good.
Well, and it brings when you wrap technology around that, and when the technology is working, holy cow. I mean, it's, you know, and you have a great, I mean, it's just a fundamental life, right? I mean, good people in your life that you're able to share some great things with, right? I mean, people will say to me, oh, Anthony, you work from home. Oh, I could never do that remotely. Well, I actually talk to a lot of people during the day, and
I have
a lot of support from people, but also my technology works. How is your technology? And actually, I don't want to say that, because I really don't. I'm more focused on me than yours, unless I'm selling technology to you, by the way. But beyond that, you know, it's a wonderful feeling when things are, you know, really working. So, and I'm not even going to knock on wood, although I should now because I said that. But I'm just saying that it's, you know, there's just such a wonderful feeling when your brain, right? I mean, coming back to the whole parallel universe, when your brain is, you know, when part of your brain is, okay, I'm executing, but then part of your brain is going crazy and stuff. But the equalizer, right? The equalizer is technology.
They call it versioned, or at least this is what I'm calling it, versioned task systems. And what I mean by that is, like, we create and build conditional workflows all the time, right? Like, if it's a hot lead versus a cold lead versus whatever, you know, however, if they do this, then do this. If they do that, you know, we create conditional workflows in our lives all the time in our technology. Why not do it for your brain and your body and your person? So create condition. Think of it this way. I'm just going to blow everybody's mind right now, because there are ways to do this. And there are actually pieces of software out there that do this. One of the ones that I always use, or used to use all the time, was the time tracking software, which was Rescue Time. And now I'm really super into Opal, which is another one that's only Apple based right now. But Opal does a lot of time tracking stuff in cycles and modes and energy modes and stuff. Anyway, but conditional workflows that shift based on, like, tracked inputs. But don't think about tracked inputs from a business standpoint. Think about it from a life standpoint and a wellness standpoint. Your energy, your emotion, your medication, your cycles, like, all of the stuff that make up who you are as a human being, and your emotion, and your, we're getting a little, like, crazy wellness, like down in the, you know, the emotional wellness in mind. Yeah, right? A little fluffy, but it's not. It's not fluffy. If your brain's not healthy, the rest of your body's not going to be healthy. And if your brain's not healthy, you're not going to be able to work. And one of the things that people forget to deal with is their health and their wellness, right? So there are ways of coming up with these conditional workflows that are based on how you're feeling for the day. So for me, that's pivoting between creative work and automation work. So if I'm not feeling technical, and I don't think that I have the energy to deal with problem technology or fixing workflows or even just building workflows, I will focus on stuff that's more creative, that is, you know, approving copy for the team, or I will focus on the actual creative part of the workflow, or assets and imagery, website design, building landing pages, or doing more of these podcasts, talking with people, because I love, this is a creative outlet for me, talking with people. I will go out into the LinkedIn DMs and try to find people that want to talk to me. Like, you know, seriously, like, it's really funny though, but that's kind of my conditional workflow, if you will. And it's not 100% automated, but I usually know before I even get out of bed in the morning what the day is going to be like, whether it's going to be a left brain or a right brain day. Some days I'm lucky and I get both. Those days are awesome. Most of the time it's one or the other. But who knows, right? Like, you have to be able to work with what you have and not be afraid of what you have and what you're dealing with, and let your body will tell you when it does not like what you were doing. Like, your body, you know, and brain will shut off and be like, hey, well, hello.
That's probably the biggest takeaway that I have, is that, you know, your body, listen to your body, and, you know, anything is possible is a point. And, you know, you have to just really get into it and just trust the technology and listen to your body. And, you know, for you, yes, your days, you can, you know, say, oh, is this day going to be this? For me, I don't know. Like, it's going to be all sales pretty much every day, or doing this and doing that, stuff I may not like to do. But at the end of the day, it's just wonderful to be able to do it and have the energy for it. So
it's all right. Pretty soon we'll turn you into an AI robot, and you can just sit there and push the go button and sit back and drink. I'm just kidding. Drink your coffee. I mean,
that's no fun, though. I mean, but yes.
And you don't get to talk to people, and that's not fun at all. This is such a good topic. I don't even know where else to go with this one, because it's such a crazy topic and such a thing that I think that everyone, even if you're not neurodiverse, can relate to, right? Like, trying to figure out how to deal with your brain when it's decided it's not showing up for the day. There are ways you should reach out and ask us questions, because there are ways that you can get around that, even if it is just, like I said, like a simple pivot between what you're working on. Now, ChatGPT doesn't like it when I do that sometimes, because it's like, you're not doing what's on your to-do list. Well, guess what? Rework my to-do list, please, because I don't want to work on that. And most of the time, it doesn't argue with me.
No, I'm sure it does, Megan, but...
I just ignore it. Be
polite to your ChatGPT, because you never know.
Yeah, it's very finicky. Very finicky. Anyway, everybody, that's kind of the wrap, right? Is that the wrap?
Here we are. A half hour. Amazing. Again.
The goal is, in case everybody's wondering, 25 to 30 minutes for these episodes. So they are long enough that we can get
you. Don't talk too much. We're getting close.
The goal is to keep you engaged, give you enough really awesome information, and then leave you hanging so you come back for more. Okay. That's it for now. Operations technology, it's all only good when it works. And if you are chronically automated and you're dealing with a neurodiverse brain, you should come find Anthony and I and talk to us, because it is a good, fun time, and we are here for you. Bye, everybody. See you next week. Hey, ambitious founders. It's Megan, your queen of automation, here to introduce you to the ultimate community for high-growth founders, BrandBuild. As someone deeply involved, I can tell you firsthand how transformative this community can be. Co-founded by Darren Mass and Nat Berman, BrandBuild offers top-tier business coaching, powerful networking opportunities, and all the resources you need to scale fast. Join a community that's all about growth, support, and making big things happen. Ready to elevate your business? Come join us at BrandBuild and let's build something extraordinary together.